Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, another podcast of bits from the news, the smaller bits. The main bits from the news are covered elsewhere, even by me, on other like podcasts and shows and whatever. So this is just letting the pace of life slow down. And instead of all shouting about what's happening with the Princess of Wales, more talking about aliens and Loch Ness Monster and other absolute rubbish like that. Because why not? Plus also, I've just eaten some chicken. So that's you're up to date with my personal life. And I mean, I used to listen to the Chris Evans Virgin show when he was on Virgin the first time. And they'd always be talking about, you know, what they're getting up to with their parties. And I thought, that's nice, isn't it? You get to know what the inside details of a celeb's life's like. And that's what you're getting here. You're getting the inside details of what my life's like. I'm sat in a shed. I've just eaten some chicken. And that literally will be the highlight. Well, I mean, and I did a radio show. No, the chicken is still very much the highlight. Did a radio show. It came out like this. Well, on the show today, many topics that we could talk about. I've not even unfurled all of my pieces of paper yet, so anything could happen on this crazy broadcast. Something about a wreck, although not about me, although honestly, I think I've let myself go a bit. Where's the best place to go for advice? Turns out, prison. Doorbells might be being haunted, and spy satellites. Remember that film with Will Smith where the satellites can track him down and stuff? It was simply wrong by date. It's right now. Rochelle from The Saturdays is in the news.
Really?
Not really from The Saturdays anymore, but it's on the CV. Not that I imagine she sends out a CV like I have to. And TV for toddlers. All of that lies ahead of us like a show. Oh, this is surprising news. They've done a survey about the most stressful things in life. And we all know what's going to be on the list, but they've put them in order. And according to a new survey, moving house is more stressful than getting a divorce, according to a third of Brits. I mean, I suppose that means two-thirds think it's the other way around, which should be a more important result, really. They say that packing up belongings and changing a dress is harder than starting a fresh job, and then harder than getting divorced. What I think is interesting about the implication of that data, are there people who are getting divorced and not moving home? Because one normally implies the other. If you get divorced but don't leave the house, surely that's more stressful, isn't it? You'd be living in like some 1980s sitcom. So for the love of, just pack a box and move, you weirdo. I don't know how to deal with this news story. It's a bit weird. There is a news story about someone who's been going around shaving cats. Now look, we've already thought the obvious joke. We can't say that on radio, can we? So what are we going to do? A mystery cat-shaving weirdo is on the loose. The feline hater has caught and shaved loads in Berkshire. There you go. That's why I didn't like cats. One local said, keep your cats inside. Another said, my cat has been shaved constantly for months now. It's weird. The RSPCA has urged owners to report any incidents. Don't just report any incidents of your cat being shaved. Although that obviously is worth bragging about. But I would also say, if you see anyone walking around wearing ermine, that's the guy to arrest. You know, every so often there's a news story about someone who gets a bang on the head and wakes up with a different accent. It's happened again. A woman woke up with a Welsh accent, despite never having visited the country. Zoe Coles, or as she would now say, Zoe Coles? No, I did. I went Newcastle. She's English. She's developed the new accent overnight. Still has it 9 months on. The mum of two's often asked if she's from Cardiff. She actually lives in Stamford in Lincolnshire. She now gets anxious. Oh, no, you wouldn't get anxious, isn't it? There you go, that's better. When she leaves the house because she doesn't feel like she fits in anymore. I mean, to be fair, there's a place you could move to. And I'm not saying you should have to move, but if your big deal is like, oh, I don't feel like I blend in, where could I possibly go where I could blend in with a Welsh accent? I don't know. Do they not have maps in Stamford, Lincolnshire? Just a little update. You know that I've been waffling on about having kids for 2 years now, because my eldest, whatever they say, is two. A few days ago, turned two. The youngest child is 7 weeks old, and she's got a big round face like me. She keeps staring at my big round face. I feel guilty that I've passed on the big round face gene. But, you know, at some point, when she's a bit older, like me, she'll get a knock on the head and won't even feel it. And she'll be like, thanks, Dad. But until then. But I did enjoy this. Parents who want to improve their child's reading skills have been told to switch on the telly Education tech specialist Access Education found that simply turning on the subtitles on popular TV shows helps, but it says like Peppa Pig, Paw Patrol, Thomas and Friends. Yeah. I mean, I'm on board with this, apart from that last bit. If there's any way it could be sitting around watching reruns of Star Trek Deep Space Nine, because it's the only way the kids are going to learn about space. Shush. I'm really annoyed that my kid now is old enough, the oldest one, two, he can start to repeat words back, which means, you know, I can't watch. I tried to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm the other day, and he started to repeat some of it. Yeah, he's going to get cancelled. It's going to be pretty bad, put it that way. Of course, food gets discussed on this show quite a lot. I'm off the diet now, the TV thing didn't pan out, but a quarter of Brits say that black pudding is a big part of a full English breakfast. Controversial. They've done a survey which says it serves more than, this is Premier Inn, serves more than 6 million portions a day of black pudding. Now, when I was growing up, we wouldn't have had black pudding as part of a fry-up. But now, as an older gent, I quite like the idea of it. There's just that weird spell, isn't there, where you're younger and then someone tells you what black pudding's made of. And for a little while, you can't go anywhere near it. I think I was helped by the fact that the age I am, I grew up watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So in comparison, it's nowhere near as bad. So that's a win, isn't it? Rochelle Humes is in the news. It's an interview, and I'm about to be very mean, and I don't like it when I'm mean, but this tickled me. She said that she's got a superpower that helps her tackle the corporate world. Ooh, hello, The Apprentice. That's a lot. The former The Saturdays singer told Women's Health UK of the challenges that she faces, and she said, these are her words, I think my superpower has become the fact that people think I'm not switched on. And she's good that you've taken that as a positive. Imagine having the ability to get confidence out of the statement, everyone thinks I'm stupid. And that really gives me an advantage. Does it? I suppose. Look, I'm not saying you are. Of course, you are switched on. You're in The Saturdays. But can that many people be wrong? Do you know what I mean? If everyone kept saying to me, Steve, you're stupid, eventually I'd have to take a second look. Eventually, it would take me a long while because I'm pretty stupid. But you take my point. The firm at the centre of the post office scandals in the news, you know, Fujitsu, has apparently it's managed a top secret UK military system for 2 years. And this is after its contract expired. Fujitsu is heading a computer system that's facilitated the strategic command and control of UK armed forces. And you know what's worrying about that? They couldn't even run a post office right. All it is adding up money that comes in and money that goes out, and somehow Fujitsu managed to run sub-post offices wrongly, and they've been running our army. It's a good job no one tried to attack, because we would have had to call up Alan Bates to try and no longer be taken over by Russia. Close one, guys, as long as they don't hear about this. What's that? It's on the internet, this show. There's a story, I love a story that makes us feel paranoid. I read a lot of tabloids, end of the world stuff, right? Big Brother could soon be watching our every move due to hundreds of eye in the sky spy satellites. SpaceX, owned by Elon Musk, is said to have secured a classified contract with a US intelligence agency to build global CCTV. But if there's one thing we remember from that Will Smith film, Enemy of the State, the satellites can only look directly down. So as long as you don't look up, or as long as you have like a hat with a big brim on it, you can do whatever you want, mate. You carry an umbrella, you can do whatever you want. As long as it fits under umbrella, you treat yourself, mate. You go have a little look. So if I come near you with an umbrella, run. It's my advice from that story. A youth-preserving pill could offer the same mental health benefits as a workout at the gym. This is what I've been waiting for. Scientists have discovered a new compound that appears to mimic the psychological boost that you get from working out. You'd get all of the plus sides without the having to go to the gym thing, which I'm looking forward to. I'm slightly envious, though. It's great. I grew up thinking, I wish there was a pill you could take to be thin. Now there's an injection, so we're getting there. And I got older and thought, oh, I wish there was a pill you could take to look younger. And it's about to happen. but too late for me. Do you know what I mean? If there is a pill that stops you aging a day beyond where you are right now, that's not good, because I look like this and younger people look young and they're going to stay like that. I still have the vibe of someone who's... Whenever I do a stand-up comedy gig in a nightclub and the gig stops and you walk to the door and the nightclub people come in, they look at you like, which kid are you picking up? Do you know what I mean? It's, ugh. There's a story in the news about divers who will be trying to retrieve £13 billion of treasure buried aboard a sunken wreck on a 300-year-old galleon. The headline says something about rescuing a wreck, and I thought, well, this is for me, but it's, they mean a sunken one. Its gold, silver and emeralds went down with a Spanish vessel, San Jose, when it was sunk by a British ship in 1708. This is the problem with this, though, is that if they bring up £13 billion worth of precious metals and gems, it's going to push down the price of precious gems and metals, isn't it? There's no win. The cost of living crisis means we can never win. So if you are going to flog any rings, do it now before these idiots dig up some... Ruining supply and demand, I tell you. It's time, won't it? Do you know what? I do think that when it comes to these stories about being able to, like, mine asteroids, the same thing will happen. They say, if we could get to that asteroid and get the precious metals off it, it'll be worth trillions. Well, it would be, apart from it just push the price down, and then pretty much the cheapest thing you could make things from will be gold. Everyone will have teeth like that bloke from that Bond film. So running out of time to tell you the story that the UK's first debt advice kiosk is set up in a prison, has opened to help cash-strapped inmates. I didn't realise they used cash in there. I thought the currency within prison was cigarettes. So maybe you're in debt and you owe, like, Big Al 5 Benson and Hedges. I don't know. More research needed. I'll bring you that later. Every so often we talk about weird things on this show. Ghosts, Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, aliens, AI taking over the world. You know, serious news. Yvette Fielding is hunting for ghosts caught on the nation's Ring doorbell cameras. Let me stop you right there, Yvette Fielding. Are you saying that doorbells are being haunted? You know, if your doorbell goes off and you go to the front door and there was no one there, might not be a ghost. It could be, you know, local kids. Or look down. Before you start screaming ghost, look down and see if there's an Amazon package. Because they do not wait these days, do they? They just drop it off, ding dong, take a picture of it. And when they send a picture of it on your front doorstep, it kind of has the hint of, if this gets nicked, it's your fault for living in a bad neighbourhood, mate. Wee, stay like ee, wee. So anyway, if you've got any ghosts on your doorbell, send it to her. Please get the footage from Halloween where the kids turned up dressed like one. It'll wind her right up, but I think it'll be worth it. Podcast done. And there was one story which we couldn't broadcast. The UK faces an epidemic of a new zombie drug 400 to 500 times stronger than heroin. Why? Who was on heroin thinking, needs a bit more heroin? Do you know what I mean? So anyway, that's the end of the world. They've now bothered to invent that. There's the plan of the show done as well. Get rid of that. Thank you for listening to this podcast. What you can do is subscribe for more. Track me down on social media at Mr. Stephen Allen. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.